Blog Talk Radio.
He was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. He was a lion. Were my father's pride, but I was defiant. When he made me walk the line, he knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan. My old man, my old man. Callus on his hand and dusty overall. My old man. Now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man. Now I'm a giant, got a son of my own. He's always trying to go everywhere I go, do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man.
Welcome back, my friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us Wednesday morning for Keeping It Brief, and then return later that evening as we turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Sullen Art with Rich the Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasian and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturday is split between Gray Eyes and Daniel howling at the moon from the Canadian wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Sunday evenings. Take a walk on the wild side Tuesdays. Break On Through with Pam on Friday. Join a Faizan and Babla on Saturday as they teach the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And then every other Sunday, join Arcana and Stellina as they go delving into the darkness. Check out the contest for the show, some prompts for... Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows, call in to read your poems, and hang for the fun. And if you can do SoundClouds, we would love to have those too. Good evening, Gene, and happy Father's Day.
Good evening, Rex. And how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Doing good, huh?
Very good,
yeah.
Very good. happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. I'm back at you.
Thank you.
I got to my daughter's face this morning. She didn't wish me happy Father's Day. I said, excuse me. She just laughs right now. So it looks like it's going to be a great show. Good poetry, good music. And we have a caller. How do you like that?
Well, that's
Let
great.
Me see who this is. Yes. Hello, 816. Who's calling, please?
This is Randy G. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Randy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
I have to tell you, I looked at that number, and I'm going, we got a caller. And I said, you know, is that Randy? And I went, I don't know.
I get you every time.
You do, and it's amazing. You think by now I would know your number, but you know, the 816 anyway, you know, that's all that I pay a whole lot of attention to.
Yes.
But I did have to learn.
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, my memory's not, obviously, but the rest is. Yes.
Well, there you go. That's better than nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, yeah, Rex, it looks like a good board. You got good music to write to tonight, and I like it.
Absolutely.
So,
why don't we dig in and have some fun?
Let me see what I have here. excuse me. Let's see. I'm going to open this one. Okay, good. I hope I didn't miss anything. The first piece I'm going to put up is by Stellina. So I guess I will give that a read. I just found the room. I lost that too. See? Next thing to go will be my mind. Don't tell me that it already happened. Okay, here we go. This is called A Man So Beloved. Yeah, make it big enough I can see it. A man with a heart as immense as the universe, of blithe spirit, of kindly manner, beloved by all. All who entered his world left richer for it. And to all, he willingly opened his door. Not one ounce of prejudice lived within him, no spite, no hatred, just joy in his fellow man. Loving only one woman for his lifetime, unwillingly working from dawn till dusk. A man with a gentle humor who sincerely showed interest and shared our joy. Music filled his heart, it followed in his wake, singing and whistling through his days. Now long ago, his presence is strong, and one more star shines brightly upon us. So I look to the sky each night and thank heaven that this blessing was bestowed upon me, for that star was my father. What a lovely voice.
Great, Regine. Thank you very much. And Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, well, that was a really great read there, Bill, but... This is a wonderful tribute to Stellina's father. I thought it was very touching, well written. There were many lines there that were warm and genuine. I liked a gentle man with gentle humor who sincerely showed interest and shared our joys. Loving only one woman for his lifetime, unwearily working from dawn till dusk. Just line after line of superlatives for her father. I think it's a wonderful write. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Thank you, Randy. And Jean, you got to read it. What about Yeri?
Oh, you know, I have to agree. Randy, it's a beautiful tribute to her father. And I think she did an excellent job. I love the a few of these couplets I really, really like. But I like how she started. A man with a heart as immense as the universe, of blithe spirit, of kindly manner, beloved by all. All who entered his world left looking for it, and to all he willingly opens his door. And then down here, music filled his heart. It followed in his foot, singing and whistling through his day. I really thought it was just wonderful words for someone dear to her. And I think that, I think we've all become a little richer for reading the poem. I mean, it's just a way that we'd all like to be viewed, I think. So, great job, Selena, and thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. And the picture, it doesn't say whether he served or not, but that does look like a desert attire, uniform-wise, shorts and a dress shirt to while away the time in the heat. And a great picture there, too. Let's see. A nice touch opening up. A man with a heart as immense as the universe, a blithe spirit of kindly manner, beloved by all. And everybody who ever walks wants to note that, hey, upon entering this world, they've left it richer for it. And she does note that in that second couplet, which was a great touch as well. And then walked on down the line with the couplets, which is a nice touch, because then you can offer up a singular thought in the moment, which speaks to him and him alone. I like the middle section here. A gentle man with a gentle humor, who sincerely showed interest and shared our joys. And the music angle was great too, but also that the touch of the bottom end, the last three stanzas. So I look to the sky each night and thank heaven that this blessing was bestowed upon me, for that star was my father. And that kind of walks in tune to how our ancients always looked upon the stars. When they had a tale of grandiosity and myth, it was born out of the stars and remained in the stars. So that's a nice touch for me. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, well, back to you.
Oh. I don't know what I did, but I did it. Let me just say that. Okay. Wow. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is My Old Man. So let me hit that button. And
No, we just did that.
Why did it look like it was two separate things? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, Selena hit the board first. But,
okay. My bad. I'm like, wait a minute. Just did that, didn't I? Whatever.
The gods are conspiring against you.
I swear, I'm going to have a drink, Andy. I'm really going to start drinking. It makes me crazy being all confused. Okay, Rex, I'm going to ask you to read the next one for Poeta de Cabra. And this is called My Old Man. So here we go.
My Old Man by Poeta de Cabra. He worked hard to make a better life for we three kids and his beloved wife. Loved nothing more than fishing and his privacy, but somehow he always found time to tutor me. Enjoyed nothing more than doing the crossword. Did sing a bit too, but his voice was seldom heard. Owned a 39 Plymouth and a T-model Ford. Kept him quite busy. Dad was seldom bored. At woodwork and building, he did certainly excel, even built his own shed after he had learned to weld. Won a scholarship in woodwork as a young man. Parents couldn't afford it. Knew he'd understand. When work was to be done, he was in up to his ears. Later he'd relax with a cigarette, a few cold beers. A typical Aussie, just a real down-to-earth bloke. Great sense of humor, and he loved to tell a joke. Not the romantic type, but I can tell you sincerely, Mum was the love of his life, really loved her dearly. Passed away before he'd done things he had planned. Look back now with fond memories of him. my old man. End point. All right, Jean, we're going to start with you.
You know, I think this is just a wonderful tribute by Poeta to his father. I think it was just wonderfully expressed. He gave you details about him and talked about him. I think we all seem to know him a little bit better, you know. I mean, as silly as that might sound coming from me. But, you know, he's a hard worker, and I love the fact he had a 39 Plymouth and a T-model Ford. You know, I love that. Woodwork and building, he did certainly excel. He even built his own shed after he had learned to weld. Won a scholarship in woodwork as a young man. Parents couldn't afford it, knew he'd understand. You know, I think he just really made him someone very relatable to all of us, and I think it was just so nicely done. You know, I loved how he said he'd sit back, you know, have a cigarette and a few cold beers, you know, a rub down to earth bloke, you know, telling a joke. I don't know. I think that I think it was really sweet, you know, sentiments of his dad and great memories. So wonderful job, Poeta, and thank you for sharing. Great show for tonight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jean. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Phil, everything that he said. This obviously is a warm remembrance by Poeta of a very down-to-earth father, the kind that I think many people can probably relate to. Certainly not all, but many. You know, each stanza had some nice individual jewels within them about his life, what he did, and who he was. And I really like the fourth stanza. When work was to be done, he was in it up to his ears. Later, he'd relax with a cigarette and a few cold beers. A typical Aussie, just a real down-to-earth bloke. Great sense of humor, and he loved to tell a joke. Seemed like the type of guy that all of us would like to know and be around. And I thought very well written, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Randy. God, I remember this from 5 years ago. Wow. Boy, it's been a long time walking. Damn. Been on the radio 5 years?
Yeah, longer. Yeah. Longer. Longer.
Yeah. I do remember this, but the more that I think about it now, the descriptions in here, he's actually he's describing himself through his old man. He offers up those notes, the a typical Aussie, great sense of humor, he loved to tell a joke. But all of those things resonate very strongly in Poeta himself. So okay. I think he offered up the notes about his father that bear most, but without realizing fully that he's just like his old man. And that fits a nice tone because Poeta's got one hell of a wicked sense of humor, so I can imagine what his old man was like. So I like that thought. Nicely done, Poeta. Thank you very much.
Yeah, amen. You know, I was thinking that after I kind of ended my comment and I heard you guys talking, I'm like, wow, you know, like Poeta, the apples don't fall far from the tree because you could kind of see some of that in Poeta, you know. That's pretty cool. So I love
Oh, he does. He's got a wicked sense of humor. Twisted sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Too, which is even better. Then he drops in some wry and dry stuff that makes you think, oh, nicely done with that one.
Yeah, he really does. He, like, you know, some of those lines, you're reading them and think, yeah, okay. I can see where they get it from now. Very good, very good. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Daddy's Day by Betty Page. And I'm going to give that one a read. Daddy's Day by Betty Page. I'm his little girl, twirling round to music sweet, dancing on his feet. Just him and my bro listening to classic rock, cruising PCH. He loves me, yeah, yeah. Fire, waterfalls, cascade, neath blue starlit skies. We had each other, stories he'd tell, fun days when he was so young. All the things we did, beach trips, barbecues, good times. It meant everything. hotels, restaurants, camping, drive-in theaters, going to concerts, life. It seems so good. Hippie movements, peace and love, all creative art. These old photographs tell the story of our life. We all felt love then. Thought you would not go, but you have, and I'm lonely. We're all lonely, Dad. You're so far away. I keep saying you'll come back. Will you, though? Will you? I miss you so much. You're somewhere so far away. We love you, Daddy. As I think of you, I try real hard not to cry. This Daddy's day. What can I do now? Must we talk so secretly so no one's upset? Can't we all love you? Not just one, but all of us. We want time with you. Small conversations. Reminiscing is fun, Dad. Please listen to me. We want more good times. Just you and me together. Your first family. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. Boy, Betty unloaded quite a bit in that piece. Randy, what do you think?
Yeah, she did indeed. I mean, this is a really, to me, it seems like a long poem for Betty. And very, very touching. You could tell she poured a lot of personal feeling into this with each and every stanza. You know, gets down towards the end with, thought you would not go, but you have, and I'm lonely. We're all lonely, Dad. You're so far away. I keep saying you'll come back. Will you? Oh, will you? I miss you so much. You're somewhere so far away. We love you, Daddy. I mean, what a gut-wrenching lines. Very, very sad and touching. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Thank you, Randy. All right, Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
You know, I thought it was really, as Randy, to grab Randy's word, I thought it was very touching also. Heartfelt, and it's so sad when things change, when families break up, you know, and at first I thought maybe your father had passed, you know, but that last, those last three lines, we want more good times, just you and me together, your first family. You know, due to divorce or separation, you know, there's so much loss there, you know, because everybody's trying to make everybody else happy and they're just not falling into that, that loving groove anymore. You know, this one's going to be mad if I talk to you, and that one's going to be mad if you talk to me. And, you know, that's a bunch of gobbledygook. Really, that's the way I feel about that. You know, kids should never have to, you know, choose between parents and all that. And I think Betty expressed this beautifully. So, yeah, so great job, Betty, and thanks for sharing with us. And you just never know when things are changing, do you? Okay.
No, unfortunately. And yes, she did, because she drops in that these old photographs tell the story of our life. We all felt love then about halfway through. But she starts out with, I'm his little girl, twirling around to music sweet, dancing on his feet. Memories, looking through the old scrapbook. And then there's all the things we did, beach trips, barbecues, good times, and then everything, hotels, restaurants, camping, drive-in theaters, going to concerts. Damn, there's a whole lot of, think about it, drive-in theaters don't even exist anymore, unfortunately. Those were always grand times. Take a family in a car, go to the movies, popcorn, drinks, fun times. And then it slips into a little bit more melancholy and the idea of deeply missing. This is Betty poured her heart for this one. And you're right, Randy, this is a little longer than Betty, but I think she had a lot to say and it needed to be said, and just hits on that back end. We want more good times, just you and me together, your first family, which does resound on a hard note of your first family, that notice of, Dad's moved into another territory, and we miss him dearly. Nicely done, Betty. Thank you very much.
Yes, that's very, it's a very relatable poem because, unfortunately, I think many of us, myself included, have experienced the separate family deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an easy position to be in, especially when you're a child. Because, you know, sometimes you just can't win when you're a kid, you know. Try. It's just not, you know, people can't fit into their shoes sometimes. Yeah, so it makes it hard. Okay. Well, guys, I'm going to put up the next song. And this is called The Living Years. So here it goes.
Here you go, play the song first.
Say it.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Eric Svensson, and I have a soundtrack for that. So let me put it on the board, and let me hit the button.
No man's land or woman's. A country divided against itself. These elf teenage years delve. Moody blues above, righteous reds below. Jack the Dripper squabbles, scribbles, and squeamish synapses. Falsetto vocal cords fiddler, Twitter tweet to Instagram's poke. In between misty Niagara hearts vaudeville. Hall of mirrors perplexes pliable plasticine countenance. Halt! Who goes there? Am I my father's ghost? Gangly giraffe goose steps gawk. Dimples, pimples.
Okay, yeah.
That was definitely the opposite of what we got.
I told you I was gonna start drinking, and now I know why. Because I'm sitting here going, I'm not finding any of this on this page, and I kept looking like some dingling. Let me see what I have here. Anything? No. Okay. Rex, would you like to read this poem for us?
Oh, absolutely. I did look at what was in his SoundCloud. It does say no man's or woman's land. So, okay. Definitely the wrong one.
Never mind. I thought I saw another link down the bottom, but I don't know what that is. So, In Memoriam by Eric Svensson. Never mind. It's another poem link. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
That's all right. Living Years Calibration Celebrated by Eric Svensson. Masterful mind mechanics, fueled by harsh settler's sun years, spurred on by the middle fulcrum point placement of nine siblings. Masterful mind mechanics, I wasn't there that evening when my father passed away. Seventh child capstone, he entrusted me with his beloved game ranch, situated far from familiar home and earth. Masterful mind mechanics showed his terms of endearment, a sudden, swift wind dervish whirled outside the lodge. Masterful mind mechanics, his fierce Viking spirit released, cocooned me for a few split-spliced seconds. In the living years of masterful mind mechanics, he smiled during our stilted conversations. Clear blue eyes said, my boy, one day you'll understand. Baton gently passed on the night of his spirit's final whirlwind adieu. Above, heavenly bodies pulsated ode to joy. Below, as my head tilted skywards, he echoed between tears. Use your common sense, my boy. Use your common sense, my boy. Use your common sense, my boy. And poem. Ooh. All right, Randy, why don't we start with you?
Well, as usual, a very cleverly written by Eric. He always puts a lot into his poems, and I like the way that the first four stanzas began with the masterful mind mechanics giving a ode to Mike and Mechanics, who wrote the song. And in number three, masterful mind mechanics showed his terms of endearment, a sudden swift wind, dervish whirled outside the lodge. Masterful mind mechanics, his fierce biking spirit released, cocooned me, refused spirit, spice second. Those are very nice lines. And I like one where he smiled during our silly conversations. Clear blue eyes said, my boy, one day you'll understand. It was a very good write. I enjoyed You had a very good reading of it, too. I really enjoyed your reading of it. And, you know, it ended, use your common sense, my boy. The three lines of that really ended it very well. I liked it a lot.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Randy. All right, Gene, what about you? What do you think?
Well, let's see. I thought this was just a very well penned nod to his father. Great addition to the show tonight, for sure, and well done, to say the least. Say, I picked up In the Living Years with Masterful Mind Mechanics. He smiled during our stilted conversation. Clear blue eyes said, "My boy, one day you'll understand." The baton gently passed on the night of the spirit's final whirlwind adieu. Above heavenly bodies pulsated ode to joy. Below, as my head tilted skyward, he echoed between tears, "Use your common sense, my boy." And I think it was just so well done. Like, all the stanzas were good, but I kind of like the way he tied it up in these last two. And great job, Eric, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gene. Eric always mm-hmm. manages to drop in some really clever references to things. I mean, you got music in here. You hit on the note of Ode to Joy. And he's also offered up, would you hit In the Living Years of Masterful Mind Mechanics. I like that score because the name of the song he chose was In the Living Years, and it was done by Mike and the Mechanics. So he's offering up a little twist of thought by dropping in the Masterful Mind Mechanics, hitting on that Ode to Joy for his father. So another nice touch for that. Then he rolls into right up top the Fueled by Harsh Settler Sun Years. And he's kind of hitting on that note of where he comes from, where he's born, and what his father got into early in life from South Africa. So there would have been some hard times getting set up and moving into the direction of family. Then he hits on the idea of, was it 9 siblings, I think he said? And he wasn't mm-hmm. there the night his father died because his father had already instructed him with their lodge, their animal, their game ranch lodge. And so he was far from home at that point. Yet he still offers up a sudden, swift dervish wind world outside the lodge. Masterful mind mechanics, his fierce Viking spirit released, cocoon me for a few split splice seconds. Nice touch with the alliteration. I almost faulted on that one. And then the thought of he smiled during our still do conversations. Clear blue eyes said, "My boy, one day you'll understand." And then that understanding comes with the, as he finishes here, baton gently passed on the night of his spirit's final whirlwind adieu. So nicely interlaced with a lot of little Easter eggs, as everyone likes to call them these days. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next piece I'm going to put up is by Randy G. Just so happens he was next in line. In the Living Years by Randy G. And Randy, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Excuse me. Yeah. Obviously, I also wrote to that song. And kind of like we mentioned about Poeta earlier, the write was 5 years ago. And mine, this was written a year ago for Father's Day. So In the Living Years. People are individuals, some good, some bad, no exceptions, even concerning sons and dads. Each generation smarter than the one before. Inevitably, reality comes knocking on the door. And Junior finds he's a prisoner of dad's genes, which sets off unheard internal primal screams, deafening him to any, all logic, nothing's clear. Tragically, it went unheeded. In the Living Years. He grows into a man, repeating dad's mistakes and remembering their talks. His heart breaks. All those stupid quarrels from the distant past, reminding him of his legacy, that die was cast. Disrespecting dad's experience until now in a moment of clearer introspective, and regretting they could never see eye to eye, also that he was out of town the day dad died. Now on Father's Day, he's feeling so ashamed, unworthy of any honor, his guilt unrestrained. It's all too late now, nothing left but bitter tears. Wish he had listened to Dad in the living years. End poem.
Great read, Randy. Thank you very much for bringing that back for a second look. All right, Gene, I'm coming to you first.
Well, you know, Randy, they always say hindsight's 20/20, right? And that's the way most of us, you know, when we look in that rearview mirror, there's things that, you know, if we could, we'd change. But that's not an option, sadly. But I, as I said last time, an incredible piece, beautifully expressed. And I thought it was a really heartfelt write. And, I found it really touching. And I thank you for sharing it with us all again, because it was just a wonderful, wonderful piece. And a nice tribute.
Thanks,
well, nice nod. Nod to you guys. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you, Gene. Randy, I got to ask. I know this was kind of hard on you last year. How you feeling this year?
Much better. It's easier to go back and read it now. And even though it's not exactly a personal light, I mean, my dad unfortunately was not didn't give me a lot of wonderful advice that I didn't listen to, but it's based on a song, and you know, you can feel those things anyway, even if it's not actually personal to you. I think it's a song that's personal to many people, and has a wonderful touching right throughout.
Absolutely.
The whole song. It's a beautiful song. And so
it
was easy to write to, and I miss my dad.
I hate you, brother. Well, I like the stuff you dug into. So you hit right into it the first stanza, each generation, and then you separated by adding quotations on smarter than the one before. Yeah, we all of us think we're smarter than our parents until the shit gets deep and we finally think, oh, God. Maybe, and then you hit on it later on. He grows into a man repeating dad's mistakes and remembering their talks, his heart breaks, all those stupid quarrels in the distant past, reminding him of his legacy, that die was cast. Yeah, you might not like it, you might think it's preaching, but you know what? The reason they tell us certain things is because they've already gone down that road and it didn't work out too well, so they try passing that on. Yet we tend to slough it off because we always know better as kids. And I do like, you hit on everything that song represents and what it does represent to a lot of people with this piece itself. And right on the back end, it's all too late now, nothing left but bitter tears. We should listen to Dad in the living years. So, I think we all have a touch of bittersweet memory of, yeah, maybe I should have taken that to heart back then and understanding now what it really meant while kissing it off pretty much back then. So great piece. Thank you again for bringing it to light, Randy.
Thanks very much, Rick. Yeah. And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great piece. Tugs on our keep joking. Well, the next song I'm going to put up is called Father and Son, and here we go.
It's not time to make a change, just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. but take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly, you're still young, that's your fault, there's so much you have to go through, find a girl, settle down, if you want, you can marry, look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Dipping back into the past.
Oh, isn't it though?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember that song way back when.
Yeah. You know, there's an updated version of that song with Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, and Ronan Keating. There's two of them joined forces and redid that song, and it's amazing. The video itself just adds a lot to it, but the two of them singing together was awesome. So, Rex, I'm going to ask you to read this next piece, and this is by Swimmer of Seas, and it's called All I Was Given. But whenever you like.
All I Was Given by Swimmer of Seas. All I was given was strength, a dull and blunted tool. I stare out at beauty with the clarity of a fool. All I was given was brutality, a rule book without rules, a limited life vocabulary, an outdated set of tools. All you were given was beauty, intelligence and grace, a heart to dry my soul and boat, my lighthouse is your face. All I was given was a hardness bequeathed by my father, yet steel will break in tension and fade in tides of water. All I was given was an edge, and afterthought, a whim. I struggle in the mighty seas that great minds often swim. All you were given was veracity, wrapped around a truth. All I was given was brutality. It stops me from loving you. And poem. Woo-hoo. All right, Gene.
Wow. That's an unexpected ending, I guess, in my brain. All I was given was brutality, a rule book without rules, a limited life vocabulary, an outdated set of tools. All you were given was beauty, intelligence, and grace, a heart to dry my soul and boat. My lighthouse is your face. Sounds like there's a little one-sidedness in this family relationship, and I find that to be really interesting. Nicely done piece. It's well written, and it definitely packs a punch. You know, punch is a really the right word for it, but it has an impact. You know, so. Well, thank you, Trimmer, for the piece. Nicely done, and well written. So thank you very much.
Excellent. I'm going to walk it a little different, I guess. That third stanza, right in the middle, all you were given was beauty, intelligence, and grace, a heart to drive my soul and boat. My lighthouse is your face. And then that finishing stanza, all you were given was veracity, wrapped around the true. All I was given was brutality. It stops me from loving you. I got the sense of that which his father handed down to him, the brutality angle, the blunt tool in the shed, so to speak, the one that goes through blustery, breaking things, that kind of a father that passed down that to him. Now, that third stanza kind of hits on the notion of finding that woman that gives him some kind of comfort, yet he still views himself as that blunt object, and it stops him from loving her because he's afraid of what might become him if he finds that someone. Yeah, he's afraid. He's afraid of himself, and he doesn't want to destroy that which he finds so much hope in. Yet he doesn't have the strength. Or at least he thinks he doesn't have the strength within himself to break that chain, so to speak. So, powerful piece there, S-Women. Thank you for dropping it in the contest and the show.
Okay. Yes. Over here. Next song I'm going to play is Father of Mine. So.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue skies walking the block.
Yeah. in. Yeah, just close my eyes and the world disappears. Father of mine, tell me how do you sleep with the children you abandon and the wife of son you feed? I will never be saved. I will never be saved. I will always be weird inside. I will always be raised. Now I'm a grown man with a child of my own. And I swear I'm not gonna let him know I'm the pain I have
There we go. The poem that goes with that is called Dearest Dad of Mine by Jenny of the Deep. I'm going to give this one a read. So, there we go. Dearest Dad of Mine. Dearest Dad of Mine, where have you been? I finally found you. It is me, your long-lost kin. See you demobilized in the facility. Stuck in a wheelchair in your 70s. Dearest dad of mine, I am grateful to see you a lot. Missed you throughout my entire childhood. Grew up without you, but my mom did what she could. Would have been better protected with you around, but you belong to another family, I also found. Born out of wedlock, my mom's bastard child. Dear daddy, life without you is negatively wild. Dearest dad of mine, I always felt it a sin, but I now know where you have been. You say you had a feeling I existed, but it was me, not you, that persisted. Dearest dad, I forgive you. Of course I do. My whole life, it's just that I missed you. I have you now, won't ever let you go. You love me now, at least this I know. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Damn. Another rich piece of thought with this one. Jenny went all in. That the idea of going the hunting around, because she never knew her father, and not hitting that note of the bastard child. Dear daddy, life without you was negatively wild. And then, dearest dad of mine, I was filled with a sin, but I now know where you have been. You say you had a feeling I existed, but it was me, not you, that persisted. Again, that thought to a little chastising, so to speak, but it ends on a positive angle, upbeat, and having that thankful note of, yeah, it took me a while, but I found you, and I'm glad you are still alive so that we can have some time together, since I didn't have anything of you as a child. So, damn. What about you?
Well, you know, it's a hard-hitting piece. I mean, because, you know, I grew up without my dad, that man that I never met, so no big deal. So I kind of get that, but, you know, unlike her, I didn't pursue anything. I was like, whatever, you're lost, man. Some of us have attitudes, I guess. I don't know. But I think she worked. Well,
maybe
I think she worked.
One of the traits he passed on. The hell with him.
Yeah, well, pretty much. You know, my mother did everything for me, and I, you know, would never have even thought to disrespect her and go look for somebody who didn't give a darn. That's really the way I felt about it, I guess. You know, not that I wasn't curious, but I wasn't that curious. But I think that, dearest dad of mine, I'm grateful to see you alive. Missed you throughout my entire childhood. Grew up without you, but mom did what she could. Would have been better protected with you around. But you belong to another family, I also found. Born out of wedlock, my mom's bastard child. Dear daddy, life without you is negatively wild. You know, that first stanza that I read, you know, no, that wasn't it. Oh, I don't know. Wherever I was started, I just, you know, I could relate to some of it firsthand. And then other parts of it, I was like, yeah. You know, and the fact that she was the one who pursued finding him instead of the other way around. I mean, that's a hard, it's a little bit of a hard thing. And I do find like a little bit of backhandedness throughout each stanza almost. You know, it's not much, but it's just enough. It has enough of a feel to it, you know.
You can't have one without the other. She might be happy, but it's also that intense curiosity. Why the hell didn't you bother?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I think that it kind of shows a little bit. And if she wasn't harsh about it, it was just enough. The one line that you had quoted, you know, was like the strongest, I think, throughout. But definitely, definitely well done. And thanks for sharing with us, Jenny. You know, I think you really hit the hit all the right notes on this. You know, you were kind, but you basically said what was on your mind as well. And I think that's, you know, important. And very well done. So thank you.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let me. You got me all backwards here. Doesn't take much for me to be backwards either. Let me just say. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is Independence Day. So let me put that on. All right, here it is.
Papa, go to bed now, it's getting late. Nothing we can say is gonna change anything now. I believe in the morning from St. Mary's Gate. We wouldn't change this thing even if we could somehow. Cause the darkness of this house has got the best of us. There's a darkness in this town that's got us too. But they can't touch me now, and you can't touch me now. They ain't gonna do to me what I watch them do to you. So say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day all down the
I hadn't come across that one before until I was digging into a long list of songs about fathers.
Yeah. I'm sure there's way more out there than I ever knew.
Oh, God, yeah. There's tons.
Yeah. Yeah, hear that. Okay, Rex, this is going to lead us into this poem called Daddy Don't Play Games No More by Bill Schiller. So if you wouldn't be so kind as to read that, I would appreciate it. Awesome.
Daddy Don't Play Games No More by Bill Schiller. Dad won't get out of his new bed with lid. Mommy says he feels too tired. Chicken and dumplings for dinner, Daddy's most loved meal. Mommy hopes the snow will make him rise. Daddy sleeps throughout the day. Mama says it's sing beneath the ground. I can't wait for Daddy to leave his bed. I thought I saw his head move only now. Mommy says it's time to be strong, and Daddy is so proud. When Daddy said grow up, I wondered. Daddy no longer speaks to me. We don't visit park or playground. He doesn't help when me and mommy cry. Life just ain't the same since my daddy died. End poem.
Oh.
Yeah, see? That last line is the kicker, yeah. All right, well,
yeah.
What do you think?
Besides it being a bit of a heartbreaker, good God, you know. What a painful piece, you know. I mean, to be written in basically the voice of a child and to express, you know, these thoughts and I don't know, kind of twisted my gizzard a bit, you know. Daddy won't get out of his new bed with a lid. Mommy says he feels so tired. Chicken and dumplings for dinner, Daddy's most loved meal. Mommy hopes the smell will make him rise. Daddy sleeps throughout the day. Mama says the same beneath the ground. Can't wait for Daddy to leave his bed. I thought I saw his head move only now. Oh, my goodness. What a painful, painful piece. And it was very well written, Bill. It really was. I mean, just a little heart-wrenching for me. So I thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. I don't even know where else to go because it just makes me want to cry. So,
a heartstring puller.
Yes. And it just.
And Bill was quite sneaky in how he laid it out. He did roll it with a kiddie voice. Mommy says. And then that sort of chicken and dumplings for dinner, Daddy's most loved meal. Then he drops in that sneaky line right there. Mommy hopes the smell will make him rise. Then
right.
A couple more. I can't wait for Daddy to leave his bed. I thought his story's head move only now. Then that thought, Mommy says it's time to be strong, and Daddy is so proud. There's a note of finality right there. Oof. But then again, rolled right into, we don't visit park or playground anymore. He doesn't help when me and Mommy cry. And life just ain't the same. Since my daddy died, even the deliberate note of spelling died, D-Y-E-D, still gives it that childlike notation. Yeah, I haven't quite totally learned the angle of proper English, but I do know how to express it. Well done, Bill. This was quite the piece.
Yes. Oh, wow. Wow. Now I have to recuperate so I can move forward. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is called Song for Dad. So let me put that on. Okay.
Lately I've been noticing I say the same things he used to say. And I even find myself acting the very same way. I tap my fingers on the table to the rhythm in my soul, and I jingle the car keys when I'm ready to go. When I look in the mirror, he's right there in my eyes, staring back at me, and I realize the older I get, the more I can see how much he loved my mother and my brother and me. And he did the best that he could, and I only hope when I have my own family, that every day I see a little more of my father in me. He was being just a little bit hard on me, but now I understand he was making me become the man he knew that I could be. In everything he ever did, he always did with love, and I'm proud today to say I'm his son. When somebody says, I hope I get to meet your dad, I just smile and say, you already have. The older I get, the more I can see how much he loved my mother and my brother and me. And he did the best that he could, and I only hope when I have my own family, that every day I see a little more of my father in me. And my eyes, my heart, my soul, my hands, my that he could, and I only hope when I have my own family, every day I see, oh, I hope I see, I hope every day I see a little more than my father and me.
Now, Rex, I'm going to ask you to read the next one for me. I know you read the last one, so I'm going to have you read the next one.
Okay.
And then, okay, here we go. This is called Father by Silent Tree.
Father by Silent Tree. Drink deep of your inner dreams, as silence never held of the answers to all the questions you left unspoken. Speak it forth, and of your mind be free. Think of your tomorrow held aloft, a future happiness yet to be shared in, because all yesterdays are but a past that is not so easily forgotten. Life is not always a certain thing. People live and people grow. We can all make the change today before the thought becomes a memory lost. Because we are all forever young, within your heart are layers yet unfurling. We all long to find the special one within which to share it. Listen well to all lessons taught. Remember to develop a deeper understanding. Because of this life, it can be short. Never shall time grant you another moment back. Look around and keep looking until you fully comprehend all of that which you see. End poem. All right, Jane, let's start with you.
What a great... What a great write. Drink deep of your inner dreams and silence never held for the answers to all the questions you left unspoken. Speak it forth and of your mind be free. You know, great words of advice to me. You know, I say, wow, that's the way to look at it. Think of your tomorrow held aloft, a future happiness yet to be shared in, because all yesterdays are but a past that is not so easily forgotten. I just think this was really well done. I think that there's a lot here and a lot of words to live by, to remember, to think and carry forward in your life. And I think that that in itself says a lot. So very, very well done, I have to say. A great read, Rex, and it really was just nicely pulled together. You know, I liked it a lot. So thank you, Fallon, too.
Absolutely. It's layered with some nice thoughts to inner wisdom trying to offer up Father the Son, so to speak. Like you yeah. said, drink deep of your inner dreams, as silence never held at the answers to all the questions you left unspoken. Speak it forth, and of your mind be free. I mean, hitting the idea of open up your mind, don't keep it boxed in. Then that thought with tomorrow, because all yesterdays are but a past that is not so easily forgotten. Yeah, some things you can trade on and move on with. Other things, they kind of, there'll be that baggage you carry which keeps you held down, so to speak. Then, of course, life is not a certain thing. People live and people grow. The idea of change comes, and you got to be ready for that change, because you don't want to, if you lose that memory, then you end up repeating that same mistake, and that's something you don't really want to do. And the thought of forever young, yeah. Youth offers up that notion that we are never going to die, because we're so full of the vim and vigor of life. And then that note, within your heart are layers yet unfurling. Be careful how you give that away. You'll find that special one day, but be careful how you share it, because not everything walks the same path. But I did like the back end of this verse. Listen well to all lessons taught. Remember to develop a deeper understanding. Because of this life, it can be short. Never shall time grant you another moment back. The idea of live in the moment and live each day as if it was your last, because sometimes it very well might be.
Okay.
Wonderful piece, there, Silas. Thank you very much for dropping it in for us in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was another great piece. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff going on. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to grab this one. I'm not exactly sure, Rex, if there's songs to go with any of these, or these just all fall under that last song. So
well,
I'm
we
just
still
gonna
have
pick
a song to go under that last song.
What's that, hon? I'm listening.
Scott goes under that last song.
Okay, and then, okay.
Then we can mix and match on the back end of everybody else.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, that's what I was trying to get a handle on where I was headed. Okay, this piece is called Like Father, Like Son by Scott Sharp. Let's see what I can do with this one. Okay. I never wanted my son to be like me. Watching him grow at times, I wanted to be like him. Steady, calm, determined. I never wanted him to be like me. I wanted for him what set him free. A sunrise, a full moon, an ocean or sea. Letting go was hard, but it needed to be. Now as an adult, we sit on life's limb, two birds sharing an outstanding view. He flies alone when he needs to, but sometimes we still fly together. I never wanted him to be like me. I wanted for him what set him free. A sunrise, a full moon, an ocean or sea. Letting go was hard, but it was destiny. Now I realize we have much in common. Together we've grown to share deep ideals. I just appreciate the company. Two birds sitting on a telephone wire. I never wanted him to be like me. I wanted for him what set him free. A sunrise, a full moon, an ocean or sea. just so happens this old bird is as happy as can be. And so.
Great read, Gene. I like that note touch, taking that that repeat stanza and just offering up a different note to the back line in each one. I never wanted to be like me. I wanted to be him. What set him free? A sunrise, a full moon, an ocean, or a sea. Letting go was hard, but it needed to be. And then the second time around, it was letting go was hard, but it was destiny. And then the finale, just so happens this old bird is as happy as can be. So full circle on that note. Never really wanted to be like you, but there's something that binds the two of you together, not just the thought of father-son relationship, but there are other things that walk the same line. You know that, what was it, the two birds that sit on the same wire, just having a good time. And then, two birds sitting on a telephone wire, just appreciate the company. And then with two birds sharing a standing view, he flies alone when he needs to. But sometimes we still fly together. So there's that note of, yeah, he goes off and does his own thing, but still, sometimes we go off and do our own thing. So nicely done, Scott. Thank you. And what about Eugene?
Eugene, Rex wants to know what you think. He's not answering. Nothing unusual there. I have to say I did. I like that repeat stanza as well. I thought it gave it a real nice lyrical kind of quality, and that I kind of was getting into, so it seemed to fit the piece. And here, the stanzas in between those. Now as an adult, we sit on life's limb, two birds sharing an outstanding view. He flies alone when he needs to, but sometimes we still fly together. And then now I realize we have so much in common. Together we've grown to shared ideals. I just appreciate the company, two birds sitting on a telephone wire. And, I think that I really liked both of those stanzas, but I like how they were split up by the repeat. And I think that was, well, I didn't say that because I won. But I think that it really was just well put together. Yeah, I liked it. I did like it. I liked it, the way it sounded in my ear, and I liked the thoughts behind it. So, Scott, this was really well done, and thanks for sharing tonight. I thought it was great. I have to get my bearings again because, my bearings. What a mess. Okay. I'm almost there, Rex. I'm almost there. Okay. Let me grab the next piece for us to read. And I'll just keep on going down the line, I guess. This piece is called Happy Father's Day by Grade A Jill. So whenever you are ready,
sure.
I'm going to drop it in the room. I'm going to drop it in the room. Right? I'm talking real slow, There you go. Buying time, man. Buying time.
Happy Father's Day by Grade A Q. Happy Father's Day. On this day of my reign, it's all joy. I'm blocking out the pain. No matter what, my love will always sustain, guided by my heart, followed by my brain. A pillar of support that will never wane. I'm destined to be able, but some days I feel like I'm Cain. Performing my duties, I'm not a hero with utmost acclaim. My love is constant and never in vain. Sacrifice my life and refuse to complain. My guidance and wisdom will always retain. Seeing my kids be happy is all I'm trying to obtain. Life's in need of sun as much as rain. Love, peace, and happiness we thrive to attain, connected through the almost high, so we'll always remain. When I transcend, we'll carry on the reign. Happy Father's Day forevermore again. And hope. All right, Jean.
Nice piece. Yeah, this is a nice piece. On this day of my reign, it's all joy. I'm blocking out the pain. No matter what, my love will always sustain, guided by my heart, followed by my brain. A pillar of support that will never wane. I'm destined to be able, but some days I feel like Cain. you know, no matter how good it is, or some days we all have those short days, don't we? You know, where we're just short tempered, short sighted, you know. It's I think it was just really well done. I think I like the rhyme scheme of it. You know, there's a lot of things in there, and kind of keeps you rolling through. That was cleverly done. Just definitely, yeah, definitely nicely pulled together piece. You know, I like the reference to the kids, and then, you know, when I transcend, they'll carry on the rain. Happy Father's Day forevermore again. Yeah, I really liked it. I think there's many great stanzas throughout, and it wasn't just a superficial piece. There's some real thought about this, you know, how things are going and going to be. And, you know, I don't know. It's thoroughly put together and nicely done. So thank you so much. Great you. Well done.
Oh, absolutely. I like the thought with the monorhyme that he used throughout the whole thing. It's not an easy task to use monorhyme and actually keep it on point without actually having it seem forced. Did a great job with that. Now, he started off with this, on this day of my reign, my life here, so to speak, me being the father. The double motif of that, the thought of him being the father, but he also offers up the Almost High as well, again, in that motif.
Mm-hmm.
But also, on the back end of this, when I transcend, they'll carry on my reign. Again, that note to the Father coming forth once more from the Father through the Father. So a triple motif, which works well, but also the hand-me-down of knowledge in the fact that, hey, I'm, as the Father, I do what I'm supposed to do to make sure that when you're ready to assume that mantle, you will carry on in the same tradition of that which is who and what we are. And he pulled that off quite well. And it's a happy Father's Day on many levels to him, to the future father that he's putting his life into, but also on a spiritual level, God, because he drops in the Almighty High. So a threefer. Nicely done there, great A. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. I guess I'm going to pick up another poem. I have one here by Richard Weissman. And this one is called Paterfamilias. And I have an audio for this. Let me put that one on. Here we go.
Paterfamilias by Richard Weissman. Mirrored image, careful gliding blade from foam white cheek to jawline, as ice blue eyes singing rang my ears. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain. That was over 45 years ago. And him now gone 11, though his mind receded with face half frozen long before. And Kurtz, the Hollow Men, and Ozymandias, they tattoo my mind still, driving pen forward in tar horse continuance. And I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountain.
I like that. A little touch of humor with the other singing crew in there. Nicely done, Richard. Thank you, Clever SoundCloud. We greatly appreciate it. All right, Gene. What do you think?
I like the touch of humor as well, Rex. When he started to break into song up towards the top, I was like, okay. You know, but I love how he ended it out with that singing line. I thought it's just really clever. I think, I like the way he entered into this piece. Mirrored image, careful gliding blade from foam, white cheek to jawline. As ice blue eyes singing rang my ears, I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain. And then he goes, that was over 45 years ago. And him now going 11. You know, it's kind of like, you know, he touches on those memories and the smile from the song. And then he leads into 45 years ago and now going 11. That and it kind of like snaps you into reality again, you know. But I think it was just beautifully done. And that's no surprise. That's the way Richard is. You know, he knows just how to hit all the notes and pull the strings and make it happen. And this is no exception. It was very well put together and, you know, captures your mind in the read. So nicely done, Richard, and a wonderful piece for tonight. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. It was a nice touch for that, because he also drops in the Hollow Men from T.S. Eliot, and Ozymandias, I think that's Byron? Yeah, I think so. Which is probably also a note to something from way back then. Although, not sure about Kurtz, because I think about Kurtz, I think about the Mad Colonel in Apocalypse Now. So I'll have to look that one up. Because with the reference to Hollow Men and Ozymandias, it can't be the madman from Apocalypse Now. This can't be. But I like also, they tattoo my mind still, driving 10 forward in tar horse continuance. I like that thought there too. But the singing, that had me smiling, because I wasn't expecting that. And he had the music playing in the background for a bit, but it also sounds like it might be a children's story. The thought of I'm headed for a land that's far away besides the crystal fountain. So it's got that ring of a child's story within it, especially with the Big Rock Canyon Mountains to finish out. So nicely done, Richard. Thank you.
Let me see a second.
All right, why don't we do a song to break this up?
Sure, what song would you like to do? Want to dance too?
Let me,
no, I'm kidding.
what about Queen?
Yeah.
I don't know what that one is.
I can find it.
Father to Son.
Got it right here. Okay, here it goes.
Father, the Son, who came to the world.
Something from Brian May.
Almost to heaven. All right. Well, if I can put the next piece up for you. And this is,
all right.
This is Lawrence 67, and it's Father's Day Hooray.
Ooh. How many voices do I need?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, dokie. Father's Day Hooray by Lawrence 67. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and His Homies. Hey, Alfie, did you know it's Father's Day? What's that? I'm not really sure, but I hear tell that it's a special day for Daddy, wherein the mama acts nice to the daddy, and on Father's Day, she gives him a tie and a little sum-sum. Sum-sum? What's that? You know, hide the weenie. Hide the weenie? Why? He's going to save it for later? No, Alfie, come here. I'll whisper it in your ear because the rule said no cursing. Well, that leaves us out. We've been disqualified again. That Lawrence 67, he got a dirty mind. I do not. Now stick to the script, cheese. You know what? Come to think of it, I was conceived on Father's Day. Yeah, so was I. Ralph.
Yo.
See, not conceived on Tarzan Day. I mean, yep, little turd. I mean, Tars conceived on Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all the papas, daddies, stepdaddies, foster daddies from the multiple gang at L67 headquarters. And pun.
Oh, hell. That was perfect. That was wonderful.
All right, what do you
think? I think there's a great touch of humor in this, as always, from Lawrence 67. You know, he's always got some comic skit set up for us on your shows, and it's fun. You know, it breaks things up, especially tonight. Tonight's been a little bit. There's been some serious stuff and what have you. So with a nice change of pace at the end of the show, or towards the end of the show. So very well done, Lauren 67, and thanks for sharing clever stuff.
Yeah, and it brought everybody out. Alfie.
Yeah, right.
Nigel.
And we got he brought himself into it, plus Ralph the dog, Princess, what's her name? I can't remember at the moment. And Juba de la Chinga the Third. Oh, my God, I forgot about him. And Little Tarz. I should be thankful he didn't bring in Cheetah, too.
I'm not even familiar with half of those. I know Nigel and Ralph and Alfie and Ralph up. But other than that, I don't think I've heard of any of the others. That was kind of fun. I don't know how many voices you had to do, Rex, but you did them very well. You kind of shift quickly. You credit for that.
Well, I got to with Lawrence's. Otherwise, I kind of get lost. But I feel like it's at the end of this. Happy Father's Day to all the papas, daddies, stepdaddies, foster daddies from the multiple gang at L67. I thought that was a perfect finish to this. And dropping in that extra touch of humor. that was Lawrence, that was a nice a bit of pleasantry that was well deserved. Thank you very much.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Now, the next two pieces are women's pieces, so I guess I better get busy here, huh? Okay, so here we go. This one is called Long May You Dwell by Teresa L. Long May You Dwell by Teresa L. Long may you dwell in that peaceful of place, in that timeless moment where all else falls away, where all that is there is a moment in time. Yes, this is my heart wish, that long may you dwell in the moment of stillness, in that stillness of space. So I will give you as a gift a moment in time, given by me straight to your heart, and all in the blink of an eye. And all in the blink of an eye. So take from me your moment. It is a gift. In this moment of stillness, this moment in time, it will be enough, this timeless moment. The moment of peace and joy, it will suffice for you and for me. And it cannot be measured, as it just is. For out of the mud, the lotus blossoms. End the poem.
Great read, Gene. I like the back end of that thought. The from out of the mud, the lotus blossoms. Give me a reference to itself and that offering of beauty down the not beauty, intelligence down through the years. Because you know, as kids, we're never quiet, and it's never peaceful in a house full of kids. So that kind of moment, offering up that gift of stillness, that peace. As a reference point, and then driving home that point with this, I thought that was clever because you really don't eat because by then you've gotten into grandkids, so your house is never really peaceful once you've had a family. So I thought that this was and that often long may you dwell in that peaceful place. It kind of gives that up the idea of having that that quiet moment for just a minute. Before everything breaks loose and it's cats and jammers and the mice are running up the wall, so to speak, for the kids. So nicely done, Teresa. What about you?
Oh, as I was reading this, I was just totally loving it. There weren't a whole lot of. It wasn't full of scenarios, and it wasn't full of thoughts, and it wasn't full of memory. It really just was, if that makes any sense to anybody. The piece just was. You know, I want to offer you a moment of stillness. And I thought that this, she wrote this for her father, or to my father, for my father. And I think that it was just wonderfully penned, and I thought it was a gorgeous offering to your father. That's beautiful. And yeah, I love the ending of this, for out of the mud, the lotus blossom. No matter how muddy or rough things get, something beautiful still comes of it. And I think that that is just incredible. But this is just a beautiful piece for you, and thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm so glad I got to read it.
Oh, a piece that you actually save for yourself that actually, damn.
Can I
have another one,
for myself. It just happened that way, but I'm just glad I got to read it. Because there was something about it, that was running through the words for me. And I don't know. I just love the way it felt, and I just love the way it is and reads, and I don't know. It was pretty awesome. So, definitely a nice thing to read. Now, Rex, you got your girl voice?
I could try.
Oh, God, don't do that. That wouldn't be any good. But I think it'd be good. This is called Portrait of Family Love by Rose Winter 515. So, sounds like it might be kind of neutral. So here we go. And whenever you're ready.
It's going to be one of those slow motifs before it comes through. Come on, come on. Aha, there you are. Portrait of Family Love by Rose Winter 515. Teacher asks, can you paint father? Child points, yes. Here's my poster. What are his favorite colors? He loves his navy blue jumpers. And what about the rhythm and rhyme? Papa sings so much of the time. Does father keep the garden sweet? Birds in spring their thanks do tweet. Does mother bake for father too? Her apple pie and custard true. End poem. Something a little sweet to roll out the back end. I was in apple and custard pie. Yeah. Mm. Tasty. What do you think?
What a wonderful brother. I actually blinked my eyes and you were done. I was like, whoa. Teacher asked, can you paint father? Child points back, here is my poster. What are your favorite colors? What a clever thing, you know, different questions asked and how she answers them. You know, I think that it's a sweet brevity. And I think it really relates to a childish, not childish. I got to repeat that and fix it. A childlike poem for a father. Things that are just simple and true. And I think it was just really, really nicely written. You know, I don't know. I just think it was a sweet offering for us tonight, and I really appreciated that. So thank you so much, Rose Winter 515. Nice job. Thank you for sharing it with me.
And the picture offers up a note to itself, too. You look at that, think of the solid foundation at the center, and then the interlocking motifs of everything else that makes it work. The revolving notes to colors also. Hey, you know what? That might actually be one hell of a dessert to dig into as well.
Right. Yeah, you know, it was really nicely done. Absolutely.
Oh, and that thought too. I don't hear that very often. He loves his navy blue jumpers. Boy, that's a bit of a British thought there. A jumper, pullover, a sweater.
That's great. Yeah, see, I would never have thought that. I would have been like just not real sure about what that is. That
I can still remember. My mother never called sneakers.
No.
They were always called plimsolls.
What were they called?
Plimsolls. PLIMSOLE. Used to be a specific thing way back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it was a nice little piece. It's funny how sometimes you can read a brevity and it just kind of puts you right where you want to be, you know, in thought. It just had a nice feel to it. So yes, brings us to 12:06. So are you going to sing for us?
Sing what?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a music show. You should always have a song in your pocket. Hey, hell. Oh, my God. You want to read the last one?
Okay. Sure. Why not? What have I got?
Okay. Well, this is one by me.
Ah.
Right. Let's figure out how to list it now. Here we go.
You know what? You've gone through the whole show without mutating.
It's a rough crowd tonight, you know. Okay, let me see now. This is just called Father's Day. By me. So go ahead and read it, Rex. I think you can do it. I didn't put anything grilling. There you go.
Let's see. What have we got? Here we go. Father's Day by Fill My Eyes. Not sure just how to write about fathers. Absence can be beneficial. Learning as we grow, there was no real loss. There is nothing missed that hasn't been tasted yet. Then, in steps a figure who takes up the task, filling in blanks that I never knew existed. That hand firm but true, never missing the beat, support, unconditional love, fairness. Yes, the enforcer of rules. Slowly a bond built over years, over moments. Mutual respect of who we both were. Smiles, laughter, a few cross words. Yet, always forgiveness, understanding, and love. Now, that's someone to be missed. I love you, Dad.
Thanks, thanks.
All right.
Nice read.
A perfect finish to the show as well. Nicely done with this, because you did hit on the fact that you didn't know your donated father, so to speak, but you didn't acknowledge the one who actually made the difference. And that's important.
Absolutely. He stepped in there and he just took the task, handled it, you know.
Yeah. Of course, so. You being the wild redhead child.
Don't remind me. It's like I'm going to smack me in the head.
You got to tame the wild beasties. They make it out of hand.
Well, you know, my father had a really, really wonderful way about it. Because, you know, he knew how to talk to people. All people, you know. And he would just talk to me. And we just, now mind you, don't get me wrong. We had our moment where talking was not like anything less than like a college cheers at a real high pitch. But it wasn't often, you know. Sometimes we were just like.
That kind of sounds like two rabbit dogs at each other.
So he was. But I mean, he was fair. He was fair to me. And he was very good to me, and that's the one thing that nobody can ever take away. The first one didn't matter, you know.
He knew which battles to pick on his side to make sure you understood, and he bent the knee in others because that was the right thing to do.
Right. Exactly. And he also knew that you know if he didn't take up some battles, my mother was gonna.
That would have made a trio of noise in that house. Ooh.
Amen. But no. So anywho, Sal, it was a great show tonight, Rex. We have plenty of poetry. We got through it all. No carryovers. And that's a plus. You know, it's always fun hanging out on a Sunday night with you.
And it was a lot. We had some fun moments to go in with those heart pullers and even the strong ones. And silence. We're glad your phone is getting charged
now.
Hope you didn't miss too much. And hope your day down there in New Zealand is bright and wonderful. So we thank you for being on the board all night, Chris. Many thanks.
Absolutely.
And
it was great to have on the board. Great comments you made out there. And absolutely.
And Randy to start the show for about an hour. That was a nice turn too. So this was a nice Father's Day to roll through the pieces we had. So
absolutely.
Happy Father's Day in the last minutes of this day. Happy dads.
Happy Father's Day to everyone. And thank you, Rex. Great show as always. Great prompts. Wonderful poetry. Good comments. And, yeah, so we'll do this again next week. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be here, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Good night,
everybody.
Thank you.
Night.
And have a wonderful day.
You too.